Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Georgia, 69178. Illinois, 031.0058339. Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi here with me.
Hello.
And so today, you guys are not going to actually get to see us. You guys are going to watch a previous video that I did for YouTube, and it was one of my home buyer workshops. And I kind of started thinking, what is a good thing for us to do? And I thought, you know, it might be nice to do what's different from 2019 to 2020. I've been so busy this year that I haven't been able to update or do new videos, and it's really valuable information, but obviously things are constantly changing, especially right now with COVID and all of the underwriting guideline changes and things of that nature. So I thought that it would be really good for us to do this. The one that I picked was actually FHA and VA loan programs, and Matt is going to stop it along the way as we start clapping and yelling at him, and we're going to explain what is different from what you're seeing from the video that I did last year. What do you think?
I think that you're going to test me on my knowledge.
I am. I'm definitely going to do that. That is true. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and we are bringing you guys all of the education that you need to make the best decisions for you and your family when it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home. So this is my workshop 102. Again, it was FHA and VA programs. And then when we're done, we'll talk a little bit more about those things, and then we'll do some catching up with mom. So we'll go a little backwards today. And then that'll be the show. What do you think?
I think that's great. And I think we go backwards a lot.
We do. We do go backwards a lot. If you guys are out there and you're watching us live, go ahead and put your questions into the feed. Matt is going to stop the video and he's going to read those out loud. We're going to answer those questions for you.
We already got one right off the top. Aunt Pam is asking, is this live? So hopefully you can hear the explanation.
Yes, it is live. You guys are going to watch the video that I did last year, and then we're going to stop it along the way, and we're going to explain all of the changes from 2019 to 2020. So really good stuff. Stay tuned. We're going to talk. You guys have anything at all you want to say, throw it in the feed. Matt's going to stop it. He's going to read the questions out loud, and we are going to answer those for you. So with no further ado, let's get started with Home Buyer Workshop 102. Hi, I'm Debbie with Mortgage Mom Radio, and this is Workshop 102. If you have not watched 101, please go back. You're on our page already. You're right here at YouTube and watch 101. It is going to be the beginning of what gets you guys to where you need to go. But today we're going to talk all about loan programs. But before we do that, I'm going to actually go back to a couple of slides that I talked about last week, because I want to make sure that if you're just tuning in for the first time today, that you get this very valuable information. The most important piece that you can do is download our phone app. How are you going to do that? You're going to text the word mom to 474747. On the phone app, you'll see on this slide that I have for you today, you're going to see that you can run payments with a calculator, whether you're a veteran and you're doing a VA loan.
Let's go ahead and stop it right now.
A USDA loan, every kind of loan.
All right. So one of the big changes from 2019 to 2020 is that the workshop or the phone app is no longer text mom to 474747. It is now text mom to 36260. So that is one of the changes for this year. We've actually had a couple of people probably watching older videos on YouTube try to text that number and not get anything back and actually call the office. So if you guys want the phone app, text the word mom to 36260. That is the best way to get the phone app and all of the information that you need.
Conventional loan, less than 20% down, and we're going to talk about all those loan programs today. So make sure that you've got this phone calculator. You know what else you can do is you can contact me, you can email us, you can listen to our podcast, you can do so many things with that phone app. It truly is your most important tool in the home buying process. So once again, download the text the word mom to
36260.
And what you're going to do is you're going to actually get a screen that comes up that asks you to click on the link. You're going to save it to your home screen. And now you've got the Mortgage Mom Radio phone app on your calculator.
So now we're just going to jump right in. Let's just get to loan programs. On the screen, you're going to see all kinds of pictures. We've got a picture of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, a big old jumbo elephant. We've got the veterans sitting right there with VA home loans. We have FHA and we have USDA. There's other loan programs as well, one that I will get into, which is a bank statement program for self-employed borrowers. But these are all very, very important loan programs that I feel that we want to dive into and understand just a little bit better. Before we do that, though, I want you to understand what you need to decide how we come to which loan program is best for you. It's not that one program is better than another. It's what is best for you. Every single person is going to fall into a different category. You all have different income. You all have different credit. You all have a different scenario. So we are going to determine what is your best program for you by doing things like considering your budget. Considering your budget, what is comfortable for you on a monthly basis is very, very important. Just because I can qualify you for $600,000 doesn't mean that that's a payment that you can afford on a monthly basis. Maybe you want to get into a conventional loan, but to get that payment comfortable, we're going to buy out that mortgage insurance. Maybe you can't afford. You don't have extra money to buy out that mortgage insurance. Maybe your credit score is a little bit low, and we want to go with an FHA loan. So that's why we're going to dive into the different.
So I've gone in your website and tried to use the tools, and for some reason they don't come up. Am I doing something wrong?
So I will actually double check that. The tools are supposed to be working in the website, but he's actually the first person that has said that there is a problem with that. So I will actually go on there and check it out. There could be. We every now and then they'll do updates to the actual WordPress that we use to create the website. So something could have been updated and it could have stopped working. And Hector, thank you so much for letting me know, because unless you tell me it doesn't work, it's not actually something that I'm looking at all of the time. So we will make sure that we double check that for you. All of those same tools are on the phone app. So if you do text the word MOM to 36260, you can save the phone app to your home screen on your phone, and you can actually get all of those tools. It's exactly the same thing as the website. So I will double check that, though, and I'll make sure that we get that fixed.
All right, and he says thanks.
Different loan programs, but I want you to understand some of the most important things about picking what loan program works best for you is considering your budget, understanding how much you can afford per month. How is your taxes? How are your income taxes going to change? Could you maybe not withhold as much on a weekly or on a paycheck basis? You know, maybe you can up your withholdings or, up the amount of people that you have to get a little bit more back on a monthly basis, because your return's going to be a little bit bigger. So these are things that we're going to definitely talk about. Rent versus to own calculators is another really important piece of that subject. We talked about that last week in Workshop 101. So again, if you didn't watch that, go back and watch it and learn what the rent versus own calculator is. And I'm more than happy to put that together for you personally. So how do we determine what the program is best for you? Well, one was consider your budget. Number two, I kind of mentioned it, but it's your credit score. Depending on what your credit score is, it's going to change the interest rate on the loan. It's going to change the amount of monthly mortgage insurance that you might pay if you have less than 20% down. It's going to change a lot of factors of what is available to you. So that is one of the most important things that we're going to take a look at in determining which loan program would be best for you as a borrower. The other thing is your down payment amount. Maybe you want to get into a higher sales price in Los Angeles County. You want to buy a home for $600,000, $700,000, and you only have 3 or 3.5% down, you're an FHA borrower. Maybe you have 10 or 15% down. You've got an excellent credit score, and we might be able to get you into a conventional loan with no mortgage insurance. So the things that are the most important when determining what loan program is best for you are your budget, your credit score, and your down payment. Again, now that we're on YouTube, after we're done with our premiere today, you can go back and watch this video as many times as you want. Stop it, pause it, read what I have on my spreadsheet, and learn more. And then you know what else you do? You text me. Text the word MOM to
36260.
Send me your questions. Send me an email, really simple, debbie@mortgagemomradio.com, or call me. It's 844-935-3634. So now we're going to get into VA. And VA is one of my favorite loan programs. It is for all veterans and actually spouses of deceased veterans. So if your husband or your wife was a veteran and they've passed away, that doesn't mean that you don't have availability to that loan program. You actually do. But VA loans are very nice because you can get in with...
Okay, so there is something that I want to say about that, because we have recently actually looked into getting a loan for a deceased borrower. And I know you've had to do the same research. We both kind of get the same questions, different people, but same questions. And there is more to it than just if you are, you know,
the spouse of a deceased veteran.
Correct. Thank you so much. There is more to it than that. There are things that are, you need to actually qualify for that benefit. And so if you have thought about that, if you're wondering if you are eligible, the very best thing that you can do is reach out to us and let us determine whether or not you fall within the guidelines of who gets that benefit. You know, do you receive it? There's all kinds of things to it. Some, you know, they have to have been disabled. They may have had to pass away during war. There's a lot of different things that go into whether or not you're qualified for that benefit.
Yeah, there's a lot of little intricate stipulations as to whether or not you do qualify. So it's not quite as easy or simple as straightforward as to whether or not you're just a spouse of a deceased veteran.
Yeah. So again, if you guys want to know more about that, you've been thinking about whether or not you might qualify, that's the perfect way or perfect reason to reach out to us and to talk to us. And then we'll determine whether or not that is something that you're eligible for.
Zero down payment. You have no mortgage insurance whatsoever. We do loan sizes up to $1 million and sometimes larger. You do have to have a down.
Okay, so more changes, right?
So many changes lately, but yes.
Okay, so zero down payment for a VA, yes, 100%. No mortgage insurance, yes, 100%. Loan size up to $1 million, that is not the limit anymore.
No, it's not.
It's not. So there is actually no limit to a VA loan. Obviously, you have to qualify for it, and we've got to determine your eligibility, but there is actually no longer a limit. So we just recently closed one. I think it was 1.2, right in that range. Yep. We do them quite frequently, but that is new for 2019. So there's going to be quite a few of these VA changes where we're going to stop and talk about what has changed.
2020.
For 2020. Yeah. Did I say 2019? Yeah. Sorry. But for 2020, it did change. So we're gonna stop this quite a bit. So for all of you veterans out there, make sure you guys are listening, because there's going to be some good changes coming.
Yep. Payment that is over your county limit. And we can talk about that one-on-one, depending on the county that you are looking in and that you want to buy in. There might be a small down payment required when you do go over the county limit in your area. But we do VA loans, and they go up to $1 million.
Okay, so another change. There is no requirement of down payment required over county limits. So they have literally removed loan limits at this point.
For the VA.
For the VA. So it used to be that if your county limit, so for example, LA County for a Fannie Mae loan was $765,600, that if you wanted to buy something for $800,000, that there was a small down payment requirement, and it was 25% of the difference between your loan amount and your county limit. So it would be a very small amount for somebody getting into that range versus someone that's not a veteran. But for 2020, they've actually changed that, and there is no longer a limit or a down payment. So you can buy a home in LA County. Like we said, we just closed one recently for 1.2. So another change for 2020.
Yeah, it's a fantastic change, especially for if you're in a county like LA. Right? Any of those high cost areas, well, it really was a huge relief.
Well, it's even bigger relief if you're in Riverside or San Bernardino and you've got 510,400 is what your county limit is. And there's a lot of homes that are gorgeous and beautiful for 600, 650. And so this is allowing, you know, that higher number. So veterans, man, for 2020, you guys scored. So let's keep on going.
$1 million, and sometimes I believe even $1.5 million. So we can get very, very detailed with you directly one-on-one if you do want to know more and you want to know how much that you might need in down payment if you're looking in that jumbo arena. You can also have lower credit score with a VA loan. The VA doesn't actually have a loan or a credit score limit or guideline. It is truly based on you, your scenario, what is on your credit report,
Why is your credit score low? Do you just have really high debt to the amount that is available in your credit limits? Do you have some collection accounts from a very serious medical condition or an accident? Or do you have, you know, a foreclosure or a bankruptcy? We're going to actually look at what's on your credit report to determine if you qualify. We're not necessarily too concerned about what that credit score is. Some of those things, foreclosure and bankruptcy, may delay you being able to purchase, and maybe they won't. So, you know, VA is quite forgiving, definitely with credit. And you know what? You deserve it. You're a veteran. You own it. All right. You are going to get a little bit lower interest rate with a VA loan as well. Again, you're a veteran. You deserve this. You've gone to battle for us. And because of that, whether you never went on tour or you did, you still protected your company. You stood up and you served, and you deserve that. And you will get a lower interest rate than any conventional loan that is available. So VA loans are just absolutely fantastic. If you already own a home and you're a veteran and you have a VA loan right now, you can do what is called an IRRL or an IRRL. And it is actually a rate and term refinance that you barely owe us any paperwork whatsoever. And if interest rates happen to be lower, we can drop the rate and get you into a new payment. You can also get rid of the funding fee. So the VA does charge a one-time funding fee when you do get a loan. It does get financed into your new loan balance. But if you are considered 10% or more disabled with the VA, that is actually waived. So that is a pretty cool thing. Last but not least, we have reduced closing costs for veterans. Many of the fees actually get reduced, if not completely eliminated. And that is something that we can talk about one-on-one together, and I can show you those. In our next workshop 103, we will actually be talking about closing costs. So make sure that you guys are ready, subscribe, know where my channel is, and get prepared to learn about closing costs. The VA loans are 100% assumable, and this is going to be giant. When interest rates go up, which they are definitely on their way, we are on the escalator upwards in the interest rate market, your loan will actually be assumable to somebody else, where most conventional loans, unless they're an adjustable rate, are not assumable. So that is an actual huge benefit for you if you are a veteran and you can get into that. Because think about it. If interest rate... Okay, so... one thing that I said, you know, in the workshop last year in 2019 was that we were actually on the escalator up with interest rates. And at the time that I created this video, which was, I believe, like February of last year, we were on the escalator up. Interest rates were on their way. In December of 18, interest rates were really high. In January, February, they started to kind of come down just a little bit, and then all of a sudden they started to tick back up. So it's amazing how things change, right? Very, very quickly. So interest rates right now have actually dropped very low. They're staying very low. But what I'm saying in this video is still very beneficial for people to hear.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how many VA IRRLs are we looking at right now, right? Yeah. And then VA purchases, and even just a VA cash out.
Right. But the assumability is still there. So what we have to be thinking about is, what are we staring down the barrel at? What's coming to us later down the road? We don't really know. That's where all of the big question marks are. And that's why the guidelines are changing. And that's why they're getting a little bit more difficult and a little harder to get things approved and closed, because they want to make sure that there's an ability to repay the loan, right? And so what we don't know what's coming in a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 3 years from now. What I can tell you, though, is that the interest rates right now are the lowest rates that we've ever seen. I mean, literally, I swear to you, in the 27 years I've been doing this, I'm seeing the rate sheet is the lowest rate sheet I've ever seen. I mean, we might tick up, we might tick down, but we are in the lowest area of interest rates that I've ever seen in the history of my career. And that's really the history of mortgage rates, right? So there is no opportunity for rates really to go anywhere but up eventually, right? We don't know what's going to happen in the short term. We don't know whether rates will keep going down for right now while things are unstable. But eventually, as things start to change, we will see interest rates go back up. And when they do go back up, and you have a 30-year fix that's in the 3% range, or even low, you know, even in the 2% range, and you have a buyer that's coming in that wants to buy your house, you're going to be able to sell your house. Let's say that there's massive inventory. Let's say that, you know, we're in a situation where you're, you know, also have a property that's on the market sitting right next to a foreclosure, where somebody might want to buy that foreclosure or think that they can get a better deal. Well, if they're going to buy the foreclosure but take a rate of 6.5% or 7%, just as an example, and they can buy your house and assume your loan at 3% or low or high twos, or, you know, you have a benefit of selling that somebody else doesn't have.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny because I bought my first house in 2000, I think. and I assumed the loan.
Yeah.
So I was 19 going on 20, and I assumed the loan.
Right.
And it was amazing. First of all, my credit score went through the roof because it said I had had a house, a mortgage for 15 years, which was nearly impossible. I would have been four. but it was great, right? Because his interest rate at that time when I was buying the house, rates were high. And his rate was amazing considering what was out there, what the rates were. And I probably wouldn't have been able to qualify had I not assumed his loan at the time.
Right. So there's going to be just having that assumability is going to make you far more attractive to somebody trying to buy your home, or maybe even someone's willing to pay a little bit more for the house than what it's worth to be able to get that loan that you have. So it is something that I wanted to talk about. Obviously, I did say this is an old show and we're talking about what are the differences from 19 to 20. And I did say, you know, we're on the escalator up and right now we're not. Nobody saw COVID coming. But, you know, it is still a very huge benefit of a VA loan, as we're talking about benefits of VA loans. And, you know, that's what we're focusing on right now.
Right.
Most loans are not assumable. If you have a fixed rate, 30-year fixed rate conventional loan, it is not assumable. Typically, the only loans that are assumable are adjustable rate mortgages. So keep that in mind. Rates are 9% in the future, 7% in the future. And you have an interest rate on your loan of 4%, 4.5%. Somebody that buys your home may want to come in and assume that mortgage. And you know what? It comes off of your credit report. You're not responsible for it. It's really a very cool thing that VA offers. Again, last but not least, if you do own your home right now, you're a veteran and you can do a refinance, cash out up to 100% of the value of your home. If your home is worth $500,000, we can do a loan for...
Okay, some more changes from 2019 to 2020. So, and I'm sure you guys can hear the sirens going in the background. We've got fire engines going. It's fire season, right? But from 2019 to 2020, that did change.
Yeah.
So how did it change, Heidi? Give it to us.
Well, I can't tell you the exact amount, but they did reduce it. See, she's calling me out here, and I knew she was going to do that.
Okay. So we were talking about the...
cash out.
Yeah, 100%. The cash out limit. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the fire truck set me off. That's why I tried to put you
Squirrel.
On it, and then you didn't know the answer. Okay, and it is. That was my ADHD right there. Boom. Okay, so with FHA right now, or not FHA, I'm sorry, with VA. We're going to get to FHA. With VA right now, you can... cash out up to 90% of your value. You cannot cash out to 100%. So that is something to keep in mind. That was reduced just a little bit from 2019 to 2020, but there are no other loans on the market that will allow you to cash out to that limit. So it is still a big advantage of a VA loan over a conventional loan.
See, I can tell you the conventional.
All right, let's keep going. $500,000. And whatever the difference is, whether that's $100,000 or $200,000 or $20,000, we can get that money to you cash in hand. So a VA loan is absolutely phenomenal. Like I said, by far my favorite loan program ever. And, you know, it is because you have served your country and you've done what you've been a stand-up person and you absolutely 100% deserve these benefits of this VA loan. So let's move on. For a lot of people that aren't veterans, you guys might have had to sit through this, and I apologize for that. So let's just jump right into the FHA loan. FHA loans are available to everybody. It doesn't mean that you have to be a first-time home buyer, not whatsoever. FHA loans, a lot of times, are kind of considered do-over loans, restart loans. If you've had a foreclosure, if you've had a bankruptcy, if you've had some credit challenges, FHA is really great because it's going to let you get in with lower down payment, lower credit scores. Your credit report doesn't have to be perfect. You could have had that foreclosure less than 7 years ago. You could have had that bankruptcy just 2 years ago. And we're going to get into that as we get into the slide. But I want everybody to understand this is a fantastic first-time homebuyer program because of the low down payment. But it is also a great program for anybody that is just rebuilding. If you've had some problems in the past, your credit score is a little bit lower than you had hoped, your down payment's a little bit less than what you wanted, FHA is a fantastic loan program. So the first thing that you'll see on the slide right now is that you can get into that home with 3.5% down. That 3.5% down is based on the FHA limits. They've got limits per county. So again, if you're looking at buying a home in Riverside County, that loan limit is actually going to be lower than if you were buying a home in LA County. It'll be a little bit different for every county. San Diego County is a little bit different than LA and Orange. So if you are looking to buy a home and you might want to use an FHA loan, text me right now. Text the word MOM to 474747 or give me a call. Okay, so just remember that we did change the phone app. It is no longer texting the word MOM to 474747. You are now texting the word MOM to 36260. So that is a change for Mortgage Mom Radio from 2019 to 2020. All right, we'll keep going. Or give me a call. It's 844-935-3634, and I'll answer those questions for you. If you happen to be on this film right now while we're premiering the video, start typing your questions right now into the feed, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to start answering those questions right away. So don't miss out. Next part is that you've got more lenient credit guidelines, like I mentioned, with bankruptcies and foreclosures. Your bankruptcy, like I said, only needs to be 2 years old. If you have extenuating circumstances, somebody passed away, you got in a major car accident, you lost your job, your income went down, there's many things that will qualify for extenuating circumstances. And when that happens, if you had to file bankruptcy, we actually only need 1 year from the discharge date. So again, that opens up so many people to buy homes that maybe don't feel that they can. A foreclosure, typically, you need 7 years with a conventional loan. With an FHA loan, you only need 4. And if you have extenuating circumstances, we can look at 3. So again, much, much more lenient guidelines when it comes to credit. The credit score as well, we can go down as low as we need to. Again, just like VA, there isn't really a standard. A 580 credit score is a little bit easier. Okay, so that is another change from 2019 to 2020. It is no longer that it's just whatever credit score is there, as long as the system will take it, we can move forward. It is now a minimum credit score of 580. So that is something that has been changed. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you, that might not have changed with FHA. That really may have just changed with Movement Mortgage, where we do our loans. It may not have actually been an FHA guideline change, but I can tell you that even Movement Mortgage at 580 right now today is extremely conservative, it's extremely giving in relation to many of the other lenders and what their overlay guidelines are. So we can talk a little bit about overlay, which is basically you've got an investor guideline. And then the banks say, okay, well, that's great, Mr. Investor FHA, that you're willing to do that, but we're not willing to take the risk. And right now, the majority of the overlays from other lenders is significantly higher than a 580 credit score. I had somebody call just today who said that, you know, she talked to one lender that told her she needed a 640. She talked to another lender that told her she needed a 600. And our guideline today at Movement Mortgage is 580 for an FHA purchase. So there is a difference between a purchase and a refinance. And so we'll talk about that. But, you know, just making sure that everybody out there, I'm trying to be full honesty here.
Full disclosure
that, you know, FHA's guideline very well still may be what we were dealing with last year in 2019. Hey, if it'll go, we'll take it. But right now, Mortgage Mom Radio and Movement Mortgage, you know, we can't do that. We're at 580 on those FHA purchase credit scores.
Right. Which is really still very lenient. And I'm going to go a little further.
Sure.
Because we always get the question of, if the investor will take it, why would the bank want an overlay? Bank, mortgage company, lender. So I'll just kind of touch on that a little bit, is the investor may say 580 is fine. We'll buy it at 580. However, if there's anything in the loan that maybe didn't quite fit that perfect box, the lender could potentially have to buy it back. So they are going to be a little bit more
cautious
than maybe the investor's bullet point guidelines, because the investor may purchase it, but they also potentially could make the lender buy it back.
Right. Yeah. So it does make it pretty hard. So just having a little bit of fun here, you know, the majority of the people that are going to hear this show are going to be listening on Saturday morning to Go Country.
Right.
And we're doing it, you know, live Wednesday, YouTube. We understand that this is a pre-recorded video that I did last year, but the show is all about what changed from 19 to 20, right?
Right.
And as we go, then we're stopping it to talk about what has changed from what you guys are hearing in the background me talk about. And so right where Matt actually stopped that, if you guys were watching YouTube right now, live Wednesday at 5, the look on my face, I look like I'm doing something else.
Yes.
I look like I might be in the bathroom really, really pushing hard.
Not a great pause moment.
No, that's not a great pause moment at all. So.
yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but can you unmute me for a second?
Oh, yeah, he's still muted.
I didn't want to say anything, but I don't think we paused on a single flattering picture yet.
Yeah, so, I'm sure that we haven't, but that's not what this is all about. We just want to make sure we're getting that information out. But yeah, I thought that was actually really funny. People are listening to us on, you know, Saturday morning. They're going, dude, this is the boringest show we've ever watched. And I thought, all right, we'll just throw a little bit of fun in there. We'll talk about it.
We did have a question come in on Facebook from Natalie. Says, hello, with the houses going up and our interest rates going down, I don't see how it's affordable anymore at this point. What do you guys think?
Well, actually, with interest rates going down, even though the property values are up, homes are still affordable. And so it's a different way of wording that. And I can understand where she's coming from, hands down.
Yes.
But the property values go up when interest rates are down because people can't afford that higher price. So it's no different if you're buying a $500,000 property at 3%. It's a similar monthly payment to a $400,000 property at 4.5% or 4.75%. Very similar. And we're sitting in the studio. I'm not running a calculator, but right now, because rates are down, properties are more affordable, and property values are going up, but people are still affording those. So where we're going to start to run into problems is when property values start to come down, interest rates start to go up, but they go way up.
Right. Houses become actually less affordable, even though people would go out and say, I can get this house for $400,000 that maybe was, and I'm going to be a little bit exaggerative here, but that was $550,000, right? But now the rates that are at 3 are now at 4.5.
They're probably going to be higher than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or at 5, you know.
You're getting the same house for the same money.
Yeah. It's going to cost you the same amount. Whereas before, your rate was a little lower, prices are going to go up and down. You can actually get more house for your money when the rates are lower, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, and it is something that will happen, and we'll see it happen. And mm-hmm. The question is when. We don't know, obviously.
Right.
There's always going to be a price correction. Real estate market goes up, the real estate market comes down, and it's just a cyclical cycle that it does. And I've talked about that a lot on the show over and over again. But just, you know, the most important thing to keep in mind is, am I getting into a monthly payment that I can afford? You know, is this something that I can maintain? Are me and my family going to be happy here? Real estate is a long-term investment. It is not a short-term investment. But at the end of the day, as prices correct, but interest rates correct, you're going to probably still be looking at the same homes, maybe in a different price range, but the same exact home for about the same payment. That's just the way it works. So, you know, it is really important for the homeownership to have homeownership. It's important to have your tax deduction. Property values will go up, property values will go down, but the longer that you hold them, the more net worth and the more wealth that you will have, because the property values, even if they do drop on you, will always go back up and then continue to go further. And so it's just, real estate is a long-term game. It's not a short-term game.
And can I just say thank you for asking that question so we can keep that picture on the screen a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Thanks. Appreciate that. To get an approval when we run it through the system, but we're not necessarily stuck to that 580. We've recently closed a loan for a client that had a 541 credit score. So depending on your credit, what is on it, and may determine that you can still buy a home. All right, your debt-to-income ratio. Debt-to-income ratio on VA, which I didn't mention on the last slide, and FHA are much, much more lenient than a conventional loan is. The FHA guideline for your debt ratios is a 46.9% on your front end, which we're going to learn in another episode. What is a debt ratio and what is that front and back end? But it is 46.9% on the front and 56.9% on the back. So basically what the back means is that the mortgage payment plus all of your monthly debts on your credit report are no more than 56.9% of your total income. On a normal conventional loan, we can typically push that back end debt ratio to 49.9. So you can see that FHA may help you to qualify for a little bit more than what conventional would. When is this a good idea? We don't want to put you into a position that you're not comfortable with. We don't want to put you in a payment that you can't afford. Why would FHA allow this? Well, there will be times that maybe you go on the loan, but your spouse does not, and you can't utilize the income because spouse isn't on the loan. Or maybe you have a tenant, maybe you've got a roommate, and you bring in additional income that we can't account for. Those are things that you determine whether you feel comfortable with that monthly payment, and FHA lets us push you just a little bit further. All right, your low mortgage insurance premiums. So conventional loans, if you have less than 20% down payment, will have mortgage insurance. FHA is absolutely no different. You're putting 3.5% down on the property, you are going to have what they call as mortgage insurance. Now, if you have a lower credit score, let's just say that you are 680 and below. So let's say you've got a 640 or 630 credit score. The mortgage insurance is based on your credit score, your down payment, the property type, and your debt ratio. So when we run that for a conventional loan, it could go up as much as 1.2%, 1.3%. It can get very, very pricey on a monthly basis. On FHA, everybody pays the same. So even if you've got a lower credit score, you can get into lower mortgage insurance premiums. Now, if you've got a super high credit score, there's a good chance that a conventional loan might be a better option for you as long as that debt ratio works out. So again, when I said earlier in this episode, we're going to determine which program works best for you based on you. Maybe we need a higher debt ratio. FHA is better than conventional, even though you have an 800 credit score. Maybe FHA is better because your credit score is a little bit lower and you want to get that lower mortgage insurance premium. Maybe you're trying to buy in a higher price range, but you need the lower down payment. All of these things are going to determine what we should do. Now, going back to the refinances, like I did with VA, FHA is also lenient in a cash out. You can actually cash out up to 85% of the value of your home. On a conventional loan, you cannot go above.
All right. So, more 2019 to 2020 changes. So you can no longer do a cash out on an FHA loan to 85%. I know you know this one.
I know this one.
And I didn't squirrel. The only reason I didn't give the answer the last time was like literally that fire truck went by with the sirens and it just like took me way off the edge. Like I completely even forgot what we were talking about. And I mean, we're live, right? There's nothing we can do to fix this. And so I was like, Heidi, what's the answer?
Right.
I do know where we're going with this and I do know the answer, but I know you know this one. So I'm going to give it to you.
80%.
That's right. So the FHA did change that limit from 85% cash out to 80% cash out. So that is a different change, another guideline change. And I know you guys hear us talk about it all the time. We're like, the guidelines are changing every week. We're trying to stay up. We're trying to figure out. And so this is actually fun. And this is just a workshop that covered VA and FHA. So imagine if we did all of the workshops that I did, which I think that there were 8 of them, and we went through all of the different changes in all of the different programs. I mean, there's a ton of changes. So we just want to make sure that you guys are aware that 80% is the cash out maximum for an FHA loan. This picture that is on the screen right now is not very flattering either. Like, you seriously have not caught things at a very good place.
I am so glad I didn't do these with you because Matt is really bad at pause.
All right. So if you guys are listening to this on Saturday morning from Go Country 105, you guys might want to go to YouTube and actually watch this show just to laugh with us at all of the places that we paused it. It's also kind of nice if you guys are liking some of the things that you're hearing and you want to understand a little bit more. If you are actually watching the
you know, the actual YouTube with us, if you guys were here live at 5 on Wednesday, you would actually see the PowerPoint presentation that is going along with what I'm saying, which it really does make it easier to kind of absorb it, to see it, you know, see it on the screen and then hear what I'm saying. And it just makes it a little bit easier to absorb that information. So it is a good thing. You guys really should be subscribing to the channel, turning on your notifications, and watching us Wednesdays live at 5. And I think that this might be a really good way for us to do this show.
It reminds me to never, ever, ever do a video recorded workshop that we will play later and pause throughout the show.
Hey, I don't care. It's all about the people and the learning. That's all that matters to me. And if you guys want to make fun of me, I love it. I want to see it in the
Absolutely.
Comments.
Absolutely.
Definitely want to see it in the comments. All right, cool. So let's keep going. 80% on a primary residence. On an investment property, you can't go past 75%. So FHA is a little bit more lenient on cashing out. FHA is only for a primary residence, though. So there are little stipulations to that. If you already have an FHA loan and then you turn it into an investment property, call me. We've got a couple of things that we can do, keeping it FHA, even refinancing it. But give me a call. Again, if you guys have questions about these slides, I want to hear from you. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747. Make sure you get those answers out to us. And hey, if you're watching... Okay, one more time. I don't know how many times I told people to text me, which was kind of awesome, and I love it. But you guys got to text the word MOM to 36260. So that is a change that happened for Mortgage Mom Radio, and I think it's our only change. Everything else has stayed the same.
Yeah.
It was just the texting app. So text the word MOM to 36260. And you'll get our phone app. So you guys, every time that I say that, I know that people are listening and I just don't want anybody trying to text the wrong place. And we've actually had people recently that are watching older YouTube videos like this one that are texting the wrong, you know, the wrong number. So text the word MOM to 36260, get that phone app. And then everything else that I tell you that you can do with it is exactly the same. And this again, during the premiere, start typing your questions into the feed. All right. Last but not least, FHA does give you a streamlined refinance option, very similar to the VA IRRL or the IRL, as I called it. And it requires very, very little documentation. So if you're not looking to pull out any money, you have a VA loan right now, or an FHA loan right now, the interest rate is higher than where today's market is. We could do what's called a streamlined refinance just to drop the interest rate and reduce the monthly mortgage payment. And historically, FHA loans are going to have a lower interest rate than a conventional rate. It is a government loan product, and those do carry lower interest rates than the conventional loans do. Okay, so on my slide right now, this is actually an old number that I haven't updated from my last workshop last year in 2018. And it says that, all right, here we go. So you guys are going to hear right now what the loan limit is, but it is wrong because obviously from 2019 to 2020, loan limits have changed. So just getting this out there. And then, of course, you guys, we're going to go back to the recording and you guys are going to hear it, you know, what I say. But they are not $625,500 anymore. They are now $765,600. So a giant change from 2019 to 2020. I mean, we scored as far as LA County, Orange County. Those two high balance counties really scored as far as the loan limit. So again, we changed from 19 to 20 from 625.5 in those high balance, high cost areas to 765.600, which is big. Our loan limit for Riverside, San Bernardino, and those areas actually changed quite a bit as well. I'm trying to remember back to what that number was. I want to say it was 484,350. How I pulled that out of my butt right now, I don't know.
Good for you.
Right? Because they change every year. So in 2019, those areas, San Bernardino, Riverside, and other, you know, lower cost areas, you were limited to 484,350. Where right now, today in 2020, we can go to 510,400. So again, really big differences, big changes this year from 19 to 20. They are adjusting the loan sizes for the adjustment of the market and the adjustment of the housing prices, which kind of goes back to the question that we had from Natalie. You know, do you think that things are getting more expensive? Well, no, you don't need more money down because they're making, you know, the lending easier with increasing those loan limits, and then they're also bringing those interest rates down to make those homes more affordable.
Right.
Before I hit play, Nancy has joined us. Says, hi, moms. Love the PowerPoint.
All right. Thanks, Nance. And this was definitely another fantastic stop on the slide through the Mortgage Mom Radio Home Buyer Workshop 102.
And we didn't call out the one before, which was actually okay.
Was it? I didn't look.
Mad. But, you know.
Hey, thanks for giving me the call out. I appreciate it.
Next time.
All right, cool. So, hey, Nance, thanks so much for watching. We appreciate it. All right, let's keep going. Remember, the county limit is different. I just talked about it. The loan limits go up to $625,500. This is not correct, actually. In 2019, we got a bump in the loan limits that we could actually change. And in LA County, we can go to $726,250. In Riverside and San Bernardino County, that loan limit is going to be different for you. So you want to make sure that you reach out to me. Ventura County is a little bit different. San Diego, hey, you guys got a different number. So I want you to reach out to me if you want to know what your county limit is for FHA, where you want to buy. Last but not least, FHA loans have no reserve requirement. Many times on a jumbo loan or a conventional loan, they're looking to see that after you'd put your down payment down and you pay all of your closing costs, that you're going to have a little bit of money left in the bank somewhere. On an FHA loan, they don't require any reserves whatsoever. So again, like I mentioned at the beginning of the slide, FHA is a great product. I feel like it doesn't get the attention that it deserves. I think a lot of people really bash it quite often because it does have mortgage insurance. But let me ask you, if you were the bank and you had somebody that wanted a $600,000 loan and they were only putting 3.5% down payment on it, wouldn't you want some insurance that if they didn't make their payment, that you were going to have that loan covered? I would. I don't know about you, but I would. So this rounds out the FHA slide. And I think that I'm going to actually cut it here. I was hoping to finish today and go through all of the different loan programs for you guys. But my goal is to keep these videos at about 15 to 20 minutes. I don't want there to be too much for you to actually absorb. I want you to learn what you're hearing and I want you to keep it with you. You guys can go back and watch this as many times as you want. Go back and watch 101. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to change it. We're going to do 103 and we're going to cover conventional loans, jumbo loans, and any other loan programs we can get in within 20 to 25 minutes. And we're going to keep going until we get through every single loan product type. Then after that, in another future episode, we're going to go through those closing costs like I want to. We're going to go through credit repair like we want to. We're going to go through what do you do? How do you pick the right real estate agent for you? You are going to get so much information by watching all of these different episodes. I can't even tell you how important that it is. Share this video. Like it, like our page, subscribe, get your friends on it. I hope to see you guys soon. I want to get your text messages. Text the word mom to 474747. Call me direct. I always answer the phone. 844-935. Okay. So there I did it again. So text the word mom to 36260. Not 474747. That is a change from 19 to 20. Everything else that I said was absolutely correct in there. We made all of the changes that we went through along with the slide. We do want you guys watching the videos. They're great. Remember that it is from year to year. So if you're watching Homebuyer Workshop 101 or 203, you know, those they've some of the things have changed, but the basic knowledge, the basics of the information is still very, very accurate. So we will, I'm going to have to do something to make sure that I update these completely.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to do it. I don't think I would
dive in and do them again.
I am. I'm going to have to, but these are great. And we do want you guys watching and we do want you guys sharing and we want you to call us and we want you to get, you know, in touch with us and we want you to text us. And, you know, so we're here to help you and we're hoping that you guys are learning and that you're enjoying and, you know, we're bringing you the education and the information that you need.
You want the last 6 seconds here?
Here we go. Let's do it. Six seconds. And hey, you guys will see me real soon. All right, there we go. We finished. We did it. So, you know, there was a lot of change. I mean, when I made this workshop, I was trying to do about 20 minutes, and I think it went like 26 or something was this one, 102. And, you know, I just did this, I think, in February of last year, which, to be honest with you, doesn't feel that long ago.
You know, I think that, one, things change, right, year over year. And with mortgage, we're used to that. The lending limits are always going to change, and we have certain things that
change. Hey, check it out. My picture's actually, this is a great slide to keep it on. We go all the way through the end of this video, and it's like, there it is.
Well, you always want to end on a really good note. There you go.
There we go. I got one good one.
Get a good one. Exactly.
Sorry. So, I totally squirreled you.
That's right. I'm used to it.
All right.
But, you know, I think with everything that's changed in the economy with COVID and all these things that have happened, we've just had that much more change.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone has to be a little more cautious, take things into consideration. So we have had a lot change, but to your point, I think the basics are still there.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot people can learn from these until you decide to...
Until I do new ones, right. But, you know,
refresh them all.
Yeah, but why do we...
In your spare time.
In my spare time. Let me find that. But, you know, why do we choose FHA over conventional for a particular borrower? Or what is jumbo? And, you know, the guideline as far as the loan limit might have changed. Mm-hmm. But it gives you the understanding of, you know, I go into jumbo and reserve requirements and credit score requirements. And, you know, some of those things could have changed slightly, but it gives you that idea of how do I determine which loan program is right for me? You know, why do I call the lender and they just automatically want to put me in FHA and don't talk to me about it? And that does happen a lot, and it's because we're all moving fast. But I really try. That's why I do the consultations with people. I try to make sure that I'm discussing their situation and their scenario and then explaining why I think that this is the direction that we're going to go. But once I get the application, then I can confirm for them that that was the best decision or the best direction. One of the things that I talked about in this video, which I think is a huge topic and something that people need to know, is, you know, we talked about mortgage insurance. And with a conventional loan, mortgage insurance can be more expensive. That was in 2019. In 2020, right now today, in July of 2020, the mortgage insurance for conventional is even more expensive than it was in 19. So we had changing happen, but it wasn't for the better. It wasn't one of those things where it's like, now, hey, it got better in 2020. You know,
no, it got tighter. It got more expensive. They're looking at things, I think, with a lot more, I guess, more conservatively.
Right.
And so the cost got higher.
Yeah, it absolutely did. And so, you know, now there's, you know, there's six different mortgage insurance companies that are out there. Right. And before, you could run a quote and you could get your mortgage insurance premium and pricing for that client. Even if their credit, their debt ratio, sorry, not credit score, but even if their debt ratio was over 45, you could still get that return of what would that premium be. And we would shop the different mortgage insurance companies and try to determine which one was going to be more less expensive or the least expensive. Right. And then obviously we're always comparing it to FHA. Is it less expensive than FHA's, right?
Right.
Which one is less expensive? Now, because they have really tightened up quite a bit of the lending, they want to make sure that they're lending to somebody that's going to continue to pay. There are actually, out of that six, there's a couple of them that are not even giving you a response. There is no premium if you are over 45% debt ratio. But remember, with an FHA loan, everybody gets the same mortgage insurance.
Right.
Doesn't matter what your credit score is. It doesn't matter what your loan to value is. It doesn't matter what your debt ratio is. So you could have a 56.9% debt ratio, pushing it to the max of what FHA will allow, and you're going to still have that point, you know, 0.85 mortgage insurance premium. And it's actually 0.0085 if you guys are mathematical calculators out there. But, you know, it's, you know, where that same exact borrower, number one, can't go over 45% in your debt ratio. So think about the difference of how much can you qualify for with FHA versus conventional if we've got to keep you to the 45. And then that exact same borrower, if they've got a 620 credit score, is probably going to pay 1.4, 1.8% versus 0.0085, on the FHA. So I did say it in the video. And again, like we were trying to say, a lot of this information is still very valid. There's reasons for FHA. And I don't think that people give FHA the the recognition that it deserves many times. You know, getting somebody into a property after bankruptcy a year later from extenuating circumstances, getting somebody into a property after 3 years of foreclosure with extenuating circumstances, getting somebody into a house with a 580 credit score, you know, a high 56.9% debt ratio. There's a lot of things there that FHA is doing that we can't get done with conventional. And so I do think that it does deserve its props.
Yeah, and I think we've said over and over, there is a program that fits
everybody.
Each person, right? Everybody. And FHA has gotten kind of a poor reputation. However, having those FHA loans has gotten a lot of people into homes that couldn't have gotten into a home without FHA.
Right. And the FHA rates are phenomenal. I mean, they really
Absolutely.
Are. The government rates, the FHA, VA rates are fantastic. They are definitely lower than a conventional loan. So with that, we're actually at just about our hour.
Yeah.
We hope that everybody enjoyed this. You guys listening in the car on Saturday morning, we hope you guys are going to check out our YouTube channel. That's what we'd love for you guys to do. Subscribe and, you know, turn on those notifications so you can watch us Wednesdays live at 5. And, you know, for all of those that were watching today, we appreciate it so much. I know you guys didn't get to see us live, but we hope that you guys really enjoyed, you know, the video and all of the differences and the changes and everything. And, you know, we'd love to hear from all of you.
And Aunt Lori squeezed in at the last second to say hi.
All right, Aunt Lori, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I love that my family watches the show. But we had quite a few people watching actually today. We had Veronica, and we had Jose ask a question, and Natalie ask a question. And, you know, anybody that's out there, you know, listening on Saturday morning, you guys want to ask us a question, the time to do it is Wednesday, live at 5. So, you know, again, subscribe to that channel. Turn on the notifications. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitch, which we've talked about in the past. We have no watchers. We have no followers on Twitch. We'd love for you guys to be our first follower.
I think your aunt was our first follower.
Yeah, I think, again, my family, I gotta, you gotta love
we
them.
We have one.
We do, we have one. But YouTube's a great place. The majority, you know, obviously you can go to the Facebook feed and you guys can try to go through the feed and watch the videos, but YouTube, everything is there. Every video we've done is there. And you've got hours and hours and hours of true, awesome education and information. So we would love for you guys to, you know, like or subscribe or whatever it is that you do on YouTube. But everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. Always, every time, always Mortgage Mom Radio, Mortgage Mom Radio, if you want to find us. And I am going to find out why the tools aren't working on the website. So that is my goal, or at least actually Matt is going to find out why the tools on my website are not working. So make a note.
There you go.
All right. We hope you guys enjoyed the show. Is there anything last minute we missed, Matt?
Oh, and Laura says, I can't wait for my new loan.
All right. Yes, yeah. We're working with her on her
working
loan.
Working on it.
Yeah. So technically, she is a client too.
Yes.
All right. We hope you guys have a fantastic Saturday, fantastic Wednesday, whether you're listening or watching. And we hope that you guys join us next time.
Have a great week.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Hey, did you refinance maybe 6 months ago, eight, a year? And we all thought interest rates were so great. They were lower than they had been in quite some time. Well, guess what? They're even lower today. Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Let's talk one-on-one and let's see if a new refinance is something that you should consider. Maybe it's not. I'm a straight shooter, and I'm going to let you know. It's 844-935-3634. Give me a call, and let's see what we can do.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Any mortgage was licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.